This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. President Prabowo Subianto affirms India is one of the first countries to recognize Indonesia's independence. Indonesian Ministry of Defense opens educational tour of the historical hallway of the Indonesian struggle. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto said India was one of the first countries to recognize Indonesia's independence so that the friendship of both countries can be well established. President Prabowo Subianto stated it after a welcoming ceremony at the Rashtrapati Bhavan Palace, New Delhi, during his visit to India on Saturday, January the 25th. He said that India is a country that continues to support Indonesia in its struggle for independence. Therefore, Indonesia will never forget what India has done to help Indonesia. He also expressed his appreciation to Indian President Drupadi Murmu for the official invitation from the Indian government to visit the country. The president called it a great honor, especially since he became an important guest in the celebration of the Republic Day of India. The Indonesian Ministry of Defense launched the educational tour of Lorong Sejarah or Historical Hallway for the public in Jakarta on Saturday. Head of the Defense Information Bureau of Secretary General of the Ministry of Defense, Brigadier General Frega Wenas in Kiriwang, in a press statement to the media at the opening of the Lorong Sejarah educational tour at the Ministry of Defense in Jakarta on Saturday, conveyed that this was expected to be able to provide broad access for the public to find out the struggles of the Indonesian people as a great and sovereign nation.
Ya, jadi memang lorong sejarah Kemhan ini diinisiasi oleh Presiden Prabowo.
So, the Ministry of Defense's Lorong Sejarah or Historical Hallway was initiated by President Prabowo when he served as Minister of Defense, which was only an office. He initiated by completing it with artifacts when historical data on the struggle of the Indonesian nation from 1945 to the last contemporary one until 2019. Of course, because he has a special interest in history, with the struggle of this nation, the goal is also to educate. Furthermore, Brigadier General Vega Wenas in Kiriwang pointed out that Minister of Defense Syafri Samsudin made a policy so that the Lorong Sejarah could be accessed by the public. He also explained that in addition to the Lorong Sejarah, the Indonesian Ministry of Defense also holds static displays of domestic defense equipment production vehicles, such as Maung vehicles, armor vehicles, and others in every event. The Indonesian Marine Security Agency stated that the maritime security is carried out in an effort to crack down on crimes in the Indonesian waters and prioritizes cooperation between coast guards. Head of the Subdirectorate of Planning and Evaluation of Marine Operation of the Indonesian Marine Security Agency, Colonel Budi Yuzerman, said that after conducting a joint patrol exercise with the Japan Coast Guard in Jakarta waters Friday, he also said that the cooperation was sought in the hope that the handling would be more peaceful and controlled while the use of the Coast Guard is increasingly prioritized in handling maritime security. He also emphasized that the cooperation between the coast guards of both countries to date is very good. It is proved by the holding of the joint exercise and the plan to grant a patrol boat by the Japan Coast Guard to the agency. It was meant to improve the ability of the Indonesian Coast Guard to carry out maritime security in Indonesia's national territory and in the Southeast Asia region. The governments of Indonesia and India signed a Memorandum of Understanding in the field of digital development on Friday. It was signed by the Indonesian Minister of Communication and Digital Affairs Mutia Hafid and Indian Minister of Electronics and Information Technology Jitin Prasada. This cooperation was signed on the sidelines of Minister Mutia Hafid accompanying President Prabowo Subianto on a visit to India from January the 24th until 26th to attend the commemoration of India's 76th Republic Day. She affirmed that the Memorandum of Understanding aims at strengthening bilateral relations in the digital sector of both countries in terms of technology and human resources. It covers several areas of cooperation, including the development of new technologies, artificial intelligence and the Internet of Things, and public digital infrastructure. Deputy Chairperson of the Indonesian People's Consultative Assembly, Edi Suparno, encourages the implementation of carbon trading in Indonesia to increase state revenues. He supports carbon trading policies to collaborate in order to realize a clean and healthy environment. In a written statement in Jakarta Friday, he explained that the implementation of carbon trading in Indonesia, after being inaugurated some time ago, can immediately run and have a positive impact on state revenues because it doesn't require infrastructure development as well as building factories or industries. It's enough with regulations and policy only. He also stated that Indonesia has the largest carbon storage potential in the region, up to 600 gigatons per year. In addition, Indonesia is also within economic distance of carbon-producing countries such as Singapore, Japan, and South Korea. He added that he is optimistic that carbon trading will become a new sustainable economic pillar for Indonesia. The Indonesian Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries collaborates with the British government to improve the quality of marine conservation area management. Minister of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Sakti Wahyu Trenggono, in a statement in Jakarta on Friday, said conservation area management is important to do together because it is related to the absorption of carbon emissions, which is the main trigger of climate change. He further said that the British government's support is proven through the launch of the Blue Planet Fund Country Plan program in Jakarta to support sustainable management of conservation areas and fisheries natural resources in Indonesia. He viewed that Indonesia has a blue economy policy to ensure marine protection, reduce pressure from fisheries activities, regulate the utilization of coastal areas and small islands, and address marine pollution. The Indonesian Space Association stated that it is ready to strengthen Indonesia's position and strategic role in the international space industry. Chairperson of the Indonesian Space Association, Adi Rahman Adiwoso, in a statement in Jakarta on Saturday, explained that with the rapid development of technological innovation, Indonesia must have a strong commitment to increasing the capabilities and capacity of space technology in order to compete in the global space industry. Therefore, Indonesia can move forward from its position as a user of space. Now it has the ability to produce and launch space technologies. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.